your home says a lot about you. Give it Behr Dynasty Interior Paint. It's our most stain-repellent, scuff-resistant interior paint ever. Today, let's paint with Behr, America's most trusted paint brand. Ranked most trusted paint brand based on the 2022 Life Story Research Study.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another edition of Extra Base Hit. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the world of Major League Baseball. Coming up on this edition of the program, we recap the American League and National League Divisional Series matchups, and we preview the American League and National League Championship Series matchups. But first, I'd like to get to my top three storylines. I'd like to start off with the Los Angeles Dodgers. What a regular season the Dodgers had. 2022 was a fantastic regular season for the Dodgers. They had the best record, not just in the National League, but in all of Major League Baseball. And they also, with them having a solid regular season record, it guaranteed them home field advantage throughout the Major League Baseball playoffs. When you think with a roster like a Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts, also with the likes of a Cody Bellinger, and also Trey Turner and Will Smith, you would think this team was definitely primed for a World Series victory. Well, in life, sometimes things don't always go the way we want them to, and that certainly happened for the 2022 Los Angeles Dodgers. And let's not forget about the pitching rotation with Tyler Anderson, Julio Urias, Tony Gonsolin, Clayton Kershaw. This team was bound to win the 2022 World Series. So here we are now, another offseason and another tough offseason for Dodgers front office. What does the future hold for manager Dave Roberts? What about stars like Justin Turner? We know Freddie Freeman got a big contract. We know Mookie Betts isn't going anywhere. Kershaw, we know he's taking it year to year. I know he doesn't want his career to end on this note. Bottom line is this, the expectations were so high for the Dodgers this year. The Dodgers came in, again, as I mentioned earlier, the best record in not just the National League, but in all of Major League Baseball. All of the premier hitters on the offensive side, like Mookie Betts, Will Smith, Trey Turner, Freddie Freeman, Max Muncy, Cody Bellinger, and of course that rotation that was outstanding all season long. But to lose to a team that was expected, well, really the team that really was the winner of this year's trade deadline in the San Diego Padres, that's understandable. But what's not understandable is when you have a franchise like the Los Angeles Dodgers, a team that has so many expectations, and the expectations were very high for them to take it all this year, it's tough. And it's another tough offseason for the Dodgers. And as I mentioned earlier, the future looks very dim for manager Dave Roberts. The Dodgers front office, they're going to have to figure some things out, because when you have all of this talent, you have to make the most out of it. Again, congrats to the San Diego Padres, but the LA Dodgers, man, not good at all, and they got to get it together, man. And again, the future for Dave Roberts and the Dodgers organization looks very dim right now. My next storyline is going to be the Philadelphia Phillies. What a ride for the 2022 Phillies so far. They come in, they beat the St. Louis Cardinals in the National League Wild Card Series. Then they handled their business, upsetting the defending champion Atlanta Braves in the Division Series in four games. And now they face the San Diego Padres in the National League Championship Series. I tell you one thing, the Phillies have been really a best-kept secret this year. Kyle Schwarber led the National League in home runs. Of course, you got Bryce Harper. You know what Bryce is all about. Reese Hoskins, also Nick Castellanos, Gene Segura, just to name a few. Those guys have been on point. And then on the pitching rotation, you've got guys like Zach Wheeler, Kyle Gibson, Aaron Nola, Knebel, who's handled his business as far as the closing is concerned, along with Sir Anthony Dominguez. Don't sleep on the Phillies, man. The Phillies have got it going on, and they've really shown that they've got it going on in this great postseason run. Again, throughout much of the regular season, they were pretty good. But once you make the playoffs, it's not about what happens from April through August. It's all about what happens from late September going into October. And right now, the Phillies are clicking on all cylinders right now. So anybody that doubted the Philadelphia Phillies, don't doubt them because, man, they're definitely a team on a mission right now. And definitely, I mean, a lot of great things are happening sports-wise in Philadelphia right now. And Rob Thompson, give kudos to Rob Thompson for his job of managing the team for the Philadelphia Phillies in such a short amount of time. Of course, if you know the situation with him, Joe Girardi was the manager of the Phillies earlier in the year. He was fired right before 4th of July, and Thompson comes in and does an amazing job with the Phillies. So pay attention to Philadelphia because, man, the Padres could look like they're going to have their hands full with this team. And for my last storyline is the New York Yankees. So the Yankees handled their business beating the Cleveland Guardians in a 5-game series in the American League Divisional Series, and they'll go on to face the Houston Astros in the American League Championship Series. So the Yankees, again, they've got their bats with the likes of Giancarlo Stanton. Also, you have Gleyber Torres. You can't forget about Anthony Rizzo, also DJ LeMahieu, and, of course, Aaron Judge. Of course, this year's American League and Major League home run champion. Now, we know about the Yankees pitching. We know it's been suspect during the regular season, but so far so good. It held up for them against the Cleveland Guardians. But the Yankees are going to have a tough test going up against the Houston Astros in a rivalry, you could say. This is a big rivalry, and I'll get more into that a little bit later. But congratulations to the New York Yankees. You know, the expectations are high every year for the New York Yankees. I mentioned about the expectations being high for the Los Angeles Dodgers every year, and they came up real short. The expectations are extremely high in New York for the team in the Bronx. So big ups to the New York Yankees. They've got their hands full against a team that is great on both ends of the ball, both batting and pitching as well. But the Yankees took care of their business, beating the Cleveland Guardians in a 5-game series. And now we look to see what holds in the American League Championship Series against the Houston Astros. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll recap the American League and National League Divisional Series matchups. I'm Matt Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
De otoño a tu closet con JCPenney, con hasta 40% de descuento en suéteres, jeans y accesorios para él y ella. Y espera, porque tenemos más estilos y opciones para ti. Encuentra jeans acampanados, el clásico pantalón negro, abrigos y blazers. Mezcla y combina nuestras versátiles marcas como St. John's Bay, Mutual Weave, A&A y más. Compra con estilo. JCPenney. Oferta válida hasta el 25 de octubre en selección de estilos. Aplican exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.
MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
There said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Dale un toque de otoño a tu closet con JCPenney. Con hasta 40% de descuento en suéteres, jeans y accesorios para él y ella. Y espera, porque tenemos más estilos y opciones para ti. Encuentra jeans acampanados, el clásico pantalón negro, abrigos y blazers. Mezcla y combina nuestras versátiles marcas como St. John's Bay, Mutual Weave, A&A y más. Compra con estilo. JCPenney. Oferta válida hasta el 25 de octubre en selección de estilos. Aplican exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for a recap of the American League and National League Divisional Series. Let's start off in the American League with the Houston Astros going up against the Seattle Mariners. What a game one it was. If you saw it, it was phenomenal. If you didn't see it, well, you missed out on a great one. Game one belonged to the Astros. Houston would win 8-7, thanks to a home run by Yordan Alvarez in the bottom of the ninth inning, giving the Astros a 8-7 victory. The winning pitcher was Rafael Montero. The losing pitcher was Robbie Ray. And, of course, hitting home runs for the Astros were Yuli Gurriel, also Alex Bregman, and, of course, as I mentioned earlier, Yordan Alvarez. Again, the final score in Game 1, Houston 8, Seattle 7. We move along now to Game 2 of the series between Seattle and Houston. The Astros would go on to win 4-2. The winning pitcher was Hector Neris. The losing pitcher was Luis Castillo, and getting the save was Ryan Pressly. Hitting home runs for the Astros were Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez. Again, the final score in Game 2, Houston 4, Seattle 2. And then we move along to Game 3. What a finish it was. This game went to 18 innings. The game ended in the top of the 18th inning with Jeremy Peña hit a solo home run to give the Astros the victory 1, Seattle 0. The winning pitcher was Luis Garcia, and the losing pitcher was Penn Murphy. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, hitting the home run for the Houston Astros was Jeremy Peña. And this game broke the record set that day for the most combined strikeouts in a postseason game with 42. And also, the two teams in this game, Houston and Seattle, did not score for 17 innings. This became the longest scoreless postseason game in Major League Baseball, surpassing the record of 14 scoreless innings in the 2022 American League Wild Card Series Game 2 between Cleveland and Tampa Bay just a week earlier. So again, the final score, Houston 1, Seattle 0. So Houston advances to the American League Championship Series. We move along now to the other divisional series in the American League between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Guardians. Game 1 belonged to the New York Yankees. Yankees would win 4-1. The winning pitcher was Gerrit Cole, and the losing pitcher was Cal Quantrill. Hitting home runs for both teams, first for Cleveland, hitting a home run was Stephen Kwan, and for the Yankees, Harrison Bader, Anthony Rizzo. We move along now to Game 2 in the series between the Guardians and the Yankees. Cleveland would win 4-2. The winning pitcher was Emmanuel Clase, and the losing pitcher was Jameson Taillon. Hitting home runs first for Cleveland was Ahmed Rosario, and for the Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton. So again, Game 2 belonged to Cleveland. The final score was 4-2. We move along now to Game 3. what a game three it was. This went to the bottom of the ninth inning, and Cleveland would come back to beat the Yankees 6-5. The winning pitcher was Eli Morgan, and the losing pitcher was Clark Schmidt, hitting home runs for the Yankees, Aaron Judge, Oswaldo Cabrera, and also Harrison Bader. Again, the final score in game three, Cleveland 6, New York 5. We move along now to game four between the Yankees and the Guardians. New York would come back to win 4-2. The winning pitcher was Gerrit Cole. The losing pitcher was Cal Quantrill. And getting the save was Wandy Peralta. And again, the final score was New York, Cleveland 2. So now that sets the stage for game five, the deciding game five between the Yankees and the Guardians. And it was all New York. New York would win 5-1. The winning pitcher for the Yankees was Nestor Cortes Jr., and the losing pitcher was Aaron Saval. And hitting home runs for the Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge. Again, the final score in Game 5, Yankees 5, Guardians 1. That sets the stage for the American League Championship Series between the New York Yankees and the Houston Astros. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. Let's move over to the National League now and the National League Division Series matchups. First, the Battle of California, Los Angeles Dodgers going up against the San Diego Padres. Game one belonged to the L.A. Dodgers. Dodgers would win 5-3. The winning pitcher, Julio Urias. The losing pitcher was Mike Clevinger, and getting the save was Chris Martin. Hitting home runs in this game for San Diego, Will Myers, and for the Dodgers, Trey Turner. We move along to game two. This one would belong to the Padres as they would win. Five pitcher, Yu Darvish. The losing pitcher was Buzdar Gratterall. And getting the save was Josh Hader. Hitting home runs for San Diego, Jay Cronenworth and Manny Machado. And for the Dodgers, Freddie Freeman, Max Muncy, and Trey Turner. Again, the final score, San Diego 5, Padres 3. We move along now to game three with the series shifting to San Diego. The Padres would win in a close one, 2-1. The winning pitcher was Blake Snell. The losing pitcher was Tony Gonsolin. And getting a save was Josh Hader. And hitting a home run in this game for San Diego, Trent Grisham. And then we have game four. What a game four it was. If you missed this one, man, it was phenomenal. Dodgers, Padres, it went down to the wire. But in the end, the Padres had a bottom of the seventh inning that was phenomenal, giving them five runs. And the Padres would go on to beat the Dodgers 5-3 to give them the series win. The winning pitcher was Tim Hill. The losing pitcher was Yency Almonte. And the getting the save for the Padres was Josh Hader. So the Padres eliminate Dodgers as we had Atlanta take on Philadelphia in the National League Division Series. Game one was a close one, but game one belonged to the Philadelphia Phillies as they would win 7-6. The winning pitcher for the Phillies, Sir Anthony Dominguez, and the losing pitcher, Max Fried, and hitting home runs in this game for Atlanta, Travis d'Arnaud and Matt Olson. We move along now to game two with the Phillies and the Braves. This was all Atlanta. Atlanta would win 3-0. The winning pitcher was Kyle Wright. The losing pitcher, Zach Wheeler, and getting the save, Kenley Jansen. The series shifts to the East Coast in Philadelphia for game three, as we had the Phillies would go on to beat the Braves 9-1. The winning pitcher was Aaron Nola, and the losing pitcher was Spencer Strider. And getting home runs in this game for Philly, Rhys Hoskins and Bryce Harper. And then game four was all Philly, as the Philadelphia Phillies would beat the Atlanta Braves 8-3. Pitcher was Brad Hand, and the losing pitcher was Charlie Morton. Hitting home runs in this game first for Atlanta is Orlando Arcia, Matt Olson, and Travis d'Arnaud. And hitting home runs for Philadelphia, Brandon Marsh, JT Realmuto, and Bryce Harper. So Philadelphia wins the series, and that sets the stage for the National League Championship Series between the San Diego Padres and the Philadelphia Phillies. And we'll preview that matchup coming up. So again, big ups and congratulations to the four teams that are representing in this part of the Major League Baseball postseason. I got to tell you, baseball in October is something special. And we've seen a lot of great memories and a lot of great highlights so far in this 2022 Major League Baseball postseason. And it has not slowed down, and it won't slow down anytime soon, as we have the American League Championship Series between the New York Yankees and the Houston Astros, and we have the National League Championship Series between the Philadelphia Phillies and the San Diego Padres. When we come back from the break, we'll preview the American League and the National League Championship Series matchups. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
Otoño a tu closet con JCPenney. Con hasta 40% de descuento en suéteres, jeans y accesorios para él y ella. Y espera, porque tenemos más estilos y opciones para ti. Encuentra jeans acampanados, el clásico pantalón negro, abrigos y blazers. Mezcla y combina nuestras versátiles marcas como St. John's Bay, Mutual Weave, A&A y más. Compra con estilo. JCPenney. Oferta válida hasta el 25 de octubre en selección de estilos. Aplican exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Dale un toque de otoño a tu closet con JCPenney. Con hasta 40% de descuento en suéteres, jeans y accesorios para él y ella. Y espera, porque tenemos más estilos y opciones para ti. Encuentra jeans acampanados, el clásico pantalón negro, abrigos y blazers. Mezcla y combina nuestras versátiles marcas como St. John's Bay, Mutual Weave, A&A y más. Compra con estilo. JCPenney. Oferta válida hasta el 25 de octubre en selección de estilos. Aplican exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, radio has been called theater of the mind, so let's tell a story with sound effects. Wow, it's like I was in the story. Almost makes me forget this was supposed to be about saving big with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, everybody. everybody. Welcome back to the program. Now it's time for a preview of the American League and National League Championship Series matchups. First, in the American League, the New York Yankees going up against the Houston Astros. First, for the Yankees, you know about their batting order. Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Gleyber Torres, Anthony Rizzo, DJ LeMahieu. Those guys make up the power of the Yankees. And the Yankees, they do have a solid rotation, but it's not as strong as the Houston Astros. Houston, meanwhile, the number one seed in the American League, full of power. Yordan Alvarez, Jose Altuve, Kyle Tucker. The list goes on and on when you're talking about these two teams. And these two teams have had a rivalry for quite some time now. Matter of fact, this is their fourth time meeting in 8 years in the postseason. Their first meeting was in the 2015 American League wildcard game. Houston would win 3-0. And then they met in the 2017 American League Championship Series. Houston won in 7 games. They met in the 2019 American League Championship Series with Houston winning in 6 games. And then just the animosity has grown in this rivalry. I mean, you talk about teams that are kind of mirror images of one another. Both teams with the aces, with the likes of, on the Yankees side, with Jameson Taillon and Gerrit Cole, also Nestor Cortez. And when you talk about Houston, you're talking about Justin Verlander, also Framber Valdez, and it just goes on and on. And so Yankees and Astros, man, this rivalry has been intense since 2015, as I mentioned earlier. This is going to go the distance. This is going to go a full 7 games, but I like Houston to win in 7. I like the Astros to win in 7. And again, I've talked about the bats that the Astros have. Jose Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker, also Alex Bregman, Yuli Uriel, put them in the mix as well. And also you've got the pitching rotation with Justin Verlander, Framber Valdez, also Lance McCullers, and Javier and Ryan Presley as your closer. The Yankees, solid rotation, but you know about their problems in the bullpen. Peralta's been okay in closing situations. He did a decent job against Cleveland, not a great job, but a decent job. So we'll see what happens in this series. If it comes down to pitching, Houston definitely has the advantage. Offensively, both teams about what and what, but I think Houston has the slight edge in terms of offense. But when it comes to pitching, the Astros just have a better roster in terms of pitching, their pitching rotation. So again, I think this is going to be a fantastic series, but I like the Houston Astros to win the American League Championship Series in 7 games, and they'll represent the American League, the 2022 World Series. Let's move along now to another series between the Philadelphia Phillies and the San Diego Padres. Again, I think this series is going to go 7 games. Philly, offensively, they've got some stars. Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Gene Segura. I mean, just to name a few, that Phillies roster is really nice. As I mentioned, with Harper, Schwarber, also you got Segura. You can't forget about Nick Castellanos, also Rhys Hoskins, just to name a few. And their pitching rotation is nice with the likes of Aaron Nola, also Zach Wheeler. And also you've got Kyle Gibson. And then you've got Sir Anthony Dominguez and also Corey Knebel that's been pitching so well for the Phillies. Now, offensively, Philadelphia, they've got it on lock. But the Padres, let's just be real, the Padres were the winners of this year's trade deadline. When they acquired Juan Soto and Josh Bell, that changed. First on the offensive side, Juan Soto, Josh Bell, Manny Machado, Trent Grisham, Yuritsen Profar, Jake Cronenworth, Manny Machado, Austin Nola. These guys are really good. And on the pitching side, Yu Darvish, Joe Musgrove, Blake Snell, Mike Clevenger. These guys are really good as well. And, of course, Josh Hader, one of the best closers in the business. You can't go wrong with that. So with Philly, offensively, Philly's got the hitters. But to me, in my opinion, San Diego is the better team. They're more balanced. So I like this series to go 7 games. But I'm gonna go for the San Diego Padres to win this one in 7 series. And I like the San Diego Padres to win the series in 7 games, as San Diego would represent the National League. So I like the Houston Astros versus the San Diego Padres in the 2022 World Series. That's my pick, but hey, in baseball and in sports, you just never know. And I'd like to send a big special thank you to you, the listeners out there, for tuning in to this edition of Extra Base Hit. The playoffs are heating up. It's October, and Major League Baseball is nothing like it. The playoffs in October, World Series right around the corner, going to be outstanding. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to Extra Base Hit.
Toque de otoño a tu closet con JCPenney. Con hasta 40% de descuento en suéteres, jeans y accesorios para él y ella. Y espera, porque tenemos más estilos y opciones para ti. Encuentra jeans acampanados, el clásico pantalón negro, abrigos y blazers. Mezcla y combina nuestras versátiles marcas como St. John's Bay, Mutual Weave, A&A y más. Compra con estilo. JCPenney. Oferta válida hasta el 25 de octubre en selección de estilos. Aplican exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, radio has been called theater of the mind, so let's tell a story with sound effects. Wow, it's like I was in the story. Almost makes me forget this was supposed to be about saving big with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Dale un toque de otoño a tu closet con JCPenney. Con hasta 40% de descuento en suéteres, jeans y accesorios para él y ella. Y espera, porque tenemos más estilos y opciones para ti. Encuentra jeans acampanados, el clásico pantalón negro, abrigos y blazers. Mezcla y combina nuestras versátiles marcas como St. John's Bay, Mutual Weave, A&A y más. Compra con estilo. JCPenney. Oferta válida hasta el 25 de octubre en selección de estilos. Aplican exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.